Li Yue says she never received any real sex education in China, either at school or at home.
I came to Australia when I was 16 and I have been studying high school.
I didn't receive any formal sexual education back in China.
She says her strict father refused to buy her a computer and a smartphone to prevent her from getting sexual material online. At home, she says, sex is a topic definitely not up for conversation.
When there's a kissing scene on the television, I'll just walk away until the scene had finished. It's pretty awkward to watch the scene with my parents.
Li says her limited sex knowledge does not seem to have affected her because she does not have a boyfriend. But there are many harrowing stories from Chinese overseas students in Australia. She cites the experience of her friend.
I have heard my friends saying that, I heard that story. It's like my friend is on her monthly period and she and her boyfriend thought that it's like the safe period. So they had sex and she ended up in hospital due to excessive bleeding. Oh, another friend told me that when they're having their first time, her boyfriend gave her special drinks like beer with MSG to intensify sexual desire. And she ended up having dizziness and vomiting.
A science student at the University of Technology Sydney named JC still get emotional talking about her experience.
3 years ago when I was studying at UNSW library, a guy claimed to be a local student had approached me and asked me, are you Chinese? I said yes. Then he asked me out. I refused him politely because I was really busy. Then he started to cursing me with dirty words. And at the beginning of 2017, the same person had approached me again at the same place and started with the same sentence. Are you Chinese? I said no, because I didn't want to talk. Then he spit on my desk. So it has been 3 years, and it seems that Chinese girls are his only target. Because our stereotypes are innocent, had no sex education, and reluctant to speak up. And within 3 years, our tolerance had made him worse.
JC says Chinese parents teach their children to treat people politely and kindly. But like Li Yue says, they do not teach when it is appropriate to say no.
I had 12 years of education in China. There's never anyone who taught me formally about how to protect myself.
In some situations, that lack of sex education can even prove life-threatening. Afraid of being recognized by classmates or leaving any medical record in her file, an international student named Lily chose to take abortion pills at home rather than go to hospital. She ended up with severe bleeding, and her boyfriend eventually sent her to a Sydney abortion clinic. University of New South Wales senior lecturer Andrew Ken, a fertility specialist in the city's Chinatown area, says that is not a good way to handle it either.
We don't recommend anything that people do that is without consulting the specialist. So something like medicine to try and terminate a pregnancy, or some sort of surgical procedure, really has to be done with not only just general practitioners but probably specialist supervision, because there are side effects from it. It may not work. They need to be warned about bleeding tendencies.
Dr. Ken says he finds there's a clear lack of sex knowledge among many Chinese students.
My clinic is in Chinatown, and it's quite close to a lot of universities like UTS and Sydney University. We also have a lot of English classes, English schools around this area. So I would say I would see a majority of the patients that needed termination of pregnancies or pregnant unexpectedly, because I'm positioned in this area that I see a lot of these sort of patients.
He says they have a lot of misunderstanding.
The biggest misunderstanding is about the fertile or infertile period. So a lot of patients, a lot of female patients think that if they have sexual intercourse just after a period, they are safe because they are not ovulating during that time. That is the biggest misunderstanding.
The director of the Sydney University Health Service, Associate Professor Ian Marshall, has dealt with Chinese students' sexual health issue over his 10 years. He agrees there's a wide misunderstanding of those issues within the community.
A lot of the Chinese students may be somewhat naive about sexual matters. My experience, probably less Chinese students have had any sexual experience at the same age here as Australian students would have.
English language teacher Alison Margaret says she finds the same experience even within her classroom.
Based on my experience working as a teacher of academic English in a university preparation program, I had a lot of Chinese students in this class. A lot of the students didn't really have a very mature attitude towards sex, I suppose. When it did come up in readings or in listenings or things that we were doing, the students tended to find it quite funny, as opposed to something that was serious. It was interesting because most of these students were 18, 19, 20 years old, and in Australia, most students of that age will have quite a more deep understanding of sex and intimate relationships.
For many students and professionals, the issue is a proverbial elephant in the room, the subject that is constantly present but cannot be addressed openly. JC, who's 19, describes it like this.
I've come to Australia for 3 years and have never experienced any formal education about sex and how to protect ourselves. Sometimes I could say a sentence paired on the computer screen of UTS library. Sexual harassment is unacceptable. But university had never done something formally to teach us how to behave and how to protect ourselves.
Dr. Marshall says sex education is available in Australian universities, but on an informal, drop-in basis.
We would use what we call opportunistic health education when patients come to us to talk about these things. Or they might be coming in for contraceptive advice or to discuss various different options in terms of contraception. We would talk to them then about sexually transmitted disease, how to reduce the risks. We've got various brochures we can give them and then health information.
For Chinese students, the reasons attributed to numerous sex-related misunderstandings and the misconduct are twofold. One is the lack of adequate sex education. The other is little or no understanding of the Australian health system and the related policies. JC says that applies to her friend Dilema.
She has very regular menstrual cycle. She was confident about safe period. So once during her safe period, she allowed her partner to have sex with her without using condom, and she got pregnant. But the lucky thing is she is a medical science student, so she did abortion successfully in Sydney.
JC means her friend was lucky because she had access to material advising her on how to get an abortion in Sydney. In other cases, Chinese students have been known to fly back to China to get an abortion because they heard abortion was illegal in New South Wales. Realizing language could be a barrier which stops Chinese students from getting help at their university health center, the University of Sydney plans to provide brochures in Chinese. Dr. Marshall says it is important.
Of course, an English-speaking university, and everybody's supposed to be able to understand English, but it's obviously easier for people to have things in their own language.
Dr. Ken says universities are the best place to make a difference.
University is the ideal place because they all have to go to, they're here to go to university or go to language school, so that would be the ideal place where they can not only provide correct information, because there's lots of information, it's not like that information is not available, but a lot of the information is not correct. So it would be good that if the schools and universities can direct them to websites or direct them to doctors or sex education programs that give them the correct information to prevent unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases.
Dr. Marshall says a talk on sexual health will become a part of the orientation program for international students in 2018 at the University of Sydney.